It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
The sign by Langoliers, the wine and the 0-2 from Mason Miller. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider, and it is 7 no-hit innings for Mason Miller.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty, the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. What another outstanding ball game in the Bronx for the Athletics. Game one of this series was fantastic. We talked about, you know, winning today, splitting the series. Vince Cotroneo joins us. Vince, if I would have said, I'm looking at March 27th, we had the day off before the start of the year. Opening day against the Guardians was March 28th. If I would have said to you on March 27th, the A's go in and split a four-game set in New York, knowing how the season went last year, what we were expecting this year, and if I would have said, I'm going to give you a split right now, would you take it?
Well, I think we know what the answer is, Tony. The other thing you've got to add to that conversation is, and Mason Miller is the closer. Because we weren't really sure yet. We knew he was going to be using the bullpen. We figured at some point he was going to get into that role. But as it turns out, the A's wasted little time. And, yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot to digest with tonight's victory. The part that I love the most was the Newt Rockne speech on the mound by Mark Kotze with Alex Wood, with Giancarlo Stanton on the mound in the fifth inning. Just staying with him, looking him eye to eye, pretty direct with what he was saying to him about, can you get this guy? Do you want this guy? Is this something you think you can do? And Wood responded and actually got a chance to go back out of the sixth inning. And I think that just speaks to, you know, Kotze trying to exude some belief in the player and give him a chance to feel like he's a contributing factor to this club. And I thought that was a big moment. And then just the bullpen, I mean, they're doing a heck of a job. And for Mason Miller, to show you how important this game was to Mark Kotze to bring him in the eighth inning, I didn't see that coming this early in the season, but he only threw 14 pitches on Monday, and to get through that in the ninth inning, 6-for-6 in the saves, I mean, it continues to grow. People talking about what Mason Miller has meant to the Athletics in the ninth inning.
This is why I'm only pitching him in these type of games. I've been telling everybody, the way they handle pitchers now, the way these guys just get on the mound before games, we get to see it. The fans don't get to see it. They don't go 100%, but they work on feel and get on a mound. It's not like yesteryear where you never touched a mound until you actually got up and warmed up. So it's like, hey, if he only has so many times he can pitch, I only want it in games like this, and then you can do more than three outs.
Well, I mean, certainly looking at where they were in the lineup as well, you know, two outs, one man at first base. It's Trevino, who's a guy that I think he felt he had the better matchup there with Mason Miller, and he wanted to go in that direction. We saw what he did. I mean, he blew him away with the fastball. So, I guess there'll be some spots. I thought initially it was going to be another two-inning performance for Urseg to get it to Mason Miller. And as you look back in retrospect, yeah, that might have worked twice here in New York on Monday, maybe tonight. That's not necessarily a sustainable model for the Athletics. But, we're looking at ways that they can create. And Urseg, you know, outstanding with his explosive fastball as he blew it right by Stanton with that power sinker under his hands. There's a lot to like when the A's have the lead after the sixth inning, because, you know, for a club that you feel like is going to hope to, you know, certainly exceed what they did last year and get closer to the 500 mark, for them to do that, they've got to feel confident in the seventh inning and beyond. And I think right now they've got that feeling.
I explained earlier today on A's Cast Live that last year the trip to New York Brent Rooker going over to Secaucus, New Jersey, to the MLB Network Studios, MLB Now with Mark DeRosa doing the whole swing thing. It went great. MLB Network took it. It put it on all their social. So many people saw it. Then they cut it up and played it on all their different shows. It put Brent Rooker on the map, and people need to understand that inside these clubhouses, ESPN's gone. It's all just MLB Network that these players watch when they're lounging around all day in the clubhouse. And in the end, it was the players that voted Brent Rooker into the All-Star game, because the last 2 months before the All-Star break, he hit less than 200. He was not playing well. It was that appearance, MLB Network, was huge for Rooker, and we're seeing it now with Mason Miller. And I know there was a big buzz around the ballpark today about Mason Miller visiting MLB Network, and then after he visits him, he does this tonight.
I will say this about the Brent Rooker situation. Not only were players watching that, coaches were watching that, because after that appearance, things went south for quite some time for Brent. And to his credit, he found his way out of it and finished the season in a positive note, which is what he gives himself more credit for than what he did leading up to that appearance with the 9 home runs by the end of April. So I think with Mason Miller today, it was fun watching him. I watched the appearance, you know, very calm, and, you know, talked about his great story that we all know at this point. And I know you had Stephen Nesbitt on today, which helped tell that story. It's giving him a platform for kids that have diabetes, that they can be whatever they want to be athletically. I think that's a great thing. And I don't think, you know, with Brent, they still talk about how specific he was during that session, and almost too specific, because teams then found ways to attack him. He had to make that adjustment. Mason didn't do that today. He just talked about, you know, what he does with the fastball and a slider, which is what most closers use anyway. So, I'm glad that Mason was on. I'm glad that the A's got a chance to put their best foot forward in New York and splitting the series, especially winning today after two tough losses following the opening win on Monday. It's going to be a fun ride down to Baltimore, and it's not getting any easier because you're facing an Oriole team that is just the 1-9 full of talent.
Yeah, they got some players. They got some young players. They're all right. How far is that flight from New York to Baltimore?
It's probably going to take us longer to get to the Newark airport than it is to fly. It's a 40-minute flight, provided we're not 37th in line for takeoff.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? It's going to be a fun postgame show. I know the NFL draft's going on, but we're going to have a fun postgame show because this was a great win tonight. Have a safe flight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great, Tony. So long.
The number 833-625-2278. This is what we're going to do throughout the season. We are going to enjoy the victories. We're going to enjoy the hard-fought battles. We don't know how many there's going to be. We told you they were better. We told you they were better than last year. They got a chip on their shoulder. They got better athletes. They got better players. And they got a little more something inside. They didn't show it at the very beginning, but they're showing it now. How many times have we seen A's teams go into New York and just fold? Absolutely fold. They represented. They really did. Because everybody knows the last two games, the umpiring, the whole thing just been weird. Game one, Sears was fabulous. A's played great. Game two, listen, you had Nick Gallen go yard. You had Tyler Nevin go yard. You had Wood is playing Houdini out there all game long. But he at least got it to the bullpen. The bullpen continues to be fabulous. And you're walking out of there with a split. And you're walking out with some respect. More importantly, they're walking out with some respect. There was no respect last year. I want to talk more about that next, about everybody who basically gave these guys no chance. They didn't even give them the courtesy to talk about them. It rubbed me wrong. I know it rubbed them wrong. But what do? You got to prove it. You got to prove you're better than that. And they're doing that. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile One coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Quickly, I just want to make this point. And I've done it with multiple people from New York this week. Because nobody wanted to cover the team. I'm still Old Man River. I like buying the preview magazines, but you can see all the previews online. Anything that was written by any of the national guys, they just buried the team, wouldn't even talk about the team. It was like, this team's not worth my time. It's all about talking about Vegas and relocation. That's all anybody wanted to talk about. I understand. But you still have players who are going to play the season. They have nothing to do with this. They have nothing to do with the politics. They have nothing to do with ownership. None of them live in Oakland, so they can't vote for the mayor. They can't vote for the city council. They don't live in the county. They can't vote for county officials. The players have nothing to do with it. And when you basically said, nationally and locally, you're not worthy of my time, they didn't like it. That's why I kept asking everybody down at spring training, you guys got a chip on your shoulder? They're like, hell yeah. We've been following. They followed. They're young guys. They're following it on social media. And now all of a sudden they go into New York and everybody's like, oh my God, this Mason Miller guy is incredible. I've been saying he's breathtaking. It's unbelievable. And people start to realize, you know, this A's team is better than we thought. And now all of a sudden, hey, they got 10 wins. And as I mentioned earlier today, I know it sounds crazy, but our division has not started out great by any stretch of the imagination. It's anybody's game. I'm not expecting anything special, but, I mean, right now your leader is one game over 500. It's anybody's ball game, anybody that can go on a run. This is a really tough stretch. If you come out of this stretch basically still alive, man, who knows? But they're gaining respect. Everybody, power rankings, first power rankings, A's are 30th. They don't even want to talk about the players. And now all of a sudden everybody wants to talk about the players. We had the new play-by-play voice of the Yankees say on our show yesterday, you know, through the first two games, we really didn't even mention relocation. We're talking about the team. Yeah. They're talking about the team, the sport. At some point, this is all going to move forward, move on. Life will move on. But these players deserve, these guys, whether, obviously, so many people are angry about what's going on. I get it, but these individual players deserve to be not just thrown away like trash. And right now they're starting to gain a little respect. Not mass respect, you're 10-16. But you're a hell of a lot better than what people thought. And now you're like, well, hey, Mason Miller, wow, that's pretty incredible. Hey, Paul Blackburn's off to a great start. How about J.P. Sears? You know what I mean? There's a story here. There is a story to be told about this team on the field, in between the lines. And if you're listening to this show, you're following it. And you care. And I care. You care and I care. People who have checked out about the ballpark and checked out about relocate, they're not listening to this show now. And I know that. That's why I don't talk to them. That's why I've never talked about attendance, because if you don't go to games, you're not listening to this show. I only want to talk about the people that are part of what we do and what we care about. And we care about baseball. We care about this team. We want to see them win. And by the way, I said it. If you didn't hear me say it in A's Cast Live, I'm going to say it again. I apologize, Tyler Nevin. I apologize. Tyler Nevin, he's got to play. Tyler Nevin has hit. I mean, I always liked Phil, the dad. I got to play against his dad in college. I thought his dad was his dad was arguably the best player I've ever seen. Him or Kotze. There was a couple guys really good, but Kotze and Nevin, Cal State Fullerton, they're two of the greatest players I ever played against. Tyler Nevin, though, man, he's earned the right. Get him in the lineup. How about Hernández coming up? Hey, Geloff's on the IL. Get your butt up. Okay, he's ready to go. What'd he do? Base hit, stolen base, walk. I'm hoping Hernández is a big part of this franchise going forward. He's got a great personality. Nick Allen's got to figure it out defensively. But it was good to see Nick Allen get his first home run. And you know what? I think from the old school perspective about, you know, Kotze going out and challenging a starter, I'll give you a different perspective. You're pitching for your job right now. If you're Alex Wood. I mean, the numbers are horrific. And even though he's walking out of here with the win and Kotze went out and challenged him, okay, great. I mean, you got bases loaded in the first inning. You're giving up a two-run shot. Or you're giving there was a pickoff. But you're giving up a home run in the second. It was a cheapie, but still a home run. Next thing you know, there's a bunch of guys on base in the fourth. They're on in the fifth. I mean, you've allowed the most base runners. Even though you got this win, it's like, man, you're on thin ice. You better get out of this, and you better give us innings. Otherwise, I don't know what your worth is. But a terrific win to split. Now you go to Baltimore. Wow. Can you imagine you go down and win the series against Baltimore? Let's go to Robert in Portland. Robert, lead us off here on the A's Clubhouse Show after the A's take down the Yankees 3-1.
He keeps barking when I'm on the phone.
Well, he better tell him to stop barking. Let's go.
What happened?
Is his name Larry Hugh?
You like that? He's on there. He's talking to somebody. Robert, let's go.
Hey, Tony.
Robert. All right, put him on
hold. Yeah, Tony.
Put him on hold. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who the hell are you talking to about the dog barking?
Yeah, the dog was barking. Hey, that game really, I had to call you. This kid, Duran, of Twin Cities, he pitched 104.8 miles per hour. But, you know, our kid, he had, he's passed him up. And Duran is throwing the hardest in baseball. You know, they're closer up in with the Twins. But this Miller kid is something else.
Yeah, it's I thought he got a little cute with his slider. I want to see pure gas. It's almost like he wanted to prove a little something tonight about his slider. But, yeah, he's amazing. He is amazing. And it's going to be every single time he goes out there, I'm going to be a little fearful about his durability. But when it comes to just watching pure stuff, he is a big kid with a big arm, and it is a lot. It's, as I've been saying, it's breathtaking to watch somebody throw that hard and to make these great hitters look silly. It's remarkable.
He does it effortlessly, which, you being an old pitcher, you can appreciate that. He's 6'5", but he just throws so effortlessly. That's what I like.
Well, because he's a starter. Because that's the thing is about he's a starter. So when you're a starter, you have to throw strikes, right? You have to learn to throw strikes as a see. So many guys who throw really hard and they're wild, they get kicked to the bullpen, and then all of a sudden you say, "Hey, figure it out." But these guys that are starters, who have grown up as starters, you got to throw strikes as a starter. So you know how to throw strikes. The only thing is you can't stay healthy. So all of a sudden I put you in the bullpen, and that's the thing. It's like, and that goes back to like Jason Isringhausen. That's my comp. Obviously he throws harder than Jason Isringhausen, but that's the thing. It's like when you take a starter and you put him to the bullpen, well, you know how to throw strikes. It's just you're a starter that you're trying to figure out how to keep a guy healthy.
Hey, Tony, I had to hit you with this because the other night you were going on and on about batting averages. This is in 1988. Your Padres leadoff hitter, Alomar, second baseman, 263. Tim Flannery, 278, third baseman. Tony Gwynn, 323, center fielder. And this is in September, late in the year, with their batting averages. Moreland, 264. John Kruk, 279. Benito Santiago, 256. Gary Templeton, 251. And Marvell Wynn, 257. Now, that's a team that finished 500 in the National League in 88. You remember that team because you were in San Diego.
Yeah.
But baseball, that tells you everything. Like you were trying to discuss the other night. Let's just get these guys, hitting 240 or 250. Isn't that amazing?
Well, we've been doing a deep dive on offense about the A's since 2015. You take all these years from 2015 to today's action. Where do you think the A's rank in batting average among the 30 teams? Now, you're talking good years. You're talking playoffs in 18, playoffs in 19, playoffs in 20. It was a COVID year, but still playoffs. And they won 86 games in 21. Where do you think the A's are in batting average combined from 2015 to now as a team, ranked against all the other teams?
28?
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's dead last. Dead last.
Yeah, but what really hurts now is they're striking out a lot too.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a philosophy that. By the way, Cole Irvin is going to join us. Got the message. Cole Irvin is going to join us from Baltimore tomorrow. Our good friend Cole
Great.
Irvin will join us. The Athletics tonight struck out 5 times, which was really good. Yankees struck out 11. But, yeah, I mean, the offensive philosophy and obviously the people change a lot around here. But you would think that all of a sudden the A's, if they're going to be dead last from – I mean, it's not a small sample size now. This is from 2015 to now. You would think, okay – if they don't hit for average, they got to be one of the tops in something else. Well, since 2015, are they the best at walking? No, they're 20th. Are they best in home runs? Nope, they're 18th. And in Ks, they're 19th. So they're not a top 15 team, even though you're sprinkling 4 good years in there with 3 playoff appearances and almost another. that since 2015, the A's offensively just it's not – hadn't been great overall. If you look at a pretty much around a 10-year stretch, they're not – it's a lot of strikeouts. It's not as many walks, and the stress of contact hasn't been there. And when you're dead last in batting average since 2015, kind of tells you something. And it also kind of tells you – it also kind of tells you why at times – you may not be able to really compete in the postseason. Because in the postseason, the three true outcome teams, man, you can get – when all you go in and you go up there and you're not hitting home runs and you're punching out a lot, you seem to get bounced pretty quick in the postseason.
Do you have the numbers for with two outs, runners in scoring position, our batting average versus other teams this year?
I would have to go through every team. Cody might be able to find. I'm not going to be able to find that like right now. I can find.
No, I mean, maybe one of these nights, let us all know how they're doing on that. Maybe they're doing a little better than we think. You know, with two outs.
No, there really is nothing good offensively. Going through the numbers, yeah. I mean, pitching, but then again, it's like. A's baseball is and always will be, until further notice, it's about pitching and defense. And these guys pitch and play defense. It's phenomenal. This bullpen has been phenomenal.
Hey, that's the saving grace. It really has been. And, of course, Blackburn.
Oh, Sears, Blackburn. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if you get halfway decent starts from Wood, Stripling. Boyle is going to be off and on. Boyle is going to be off and on. But if you just get somewhat better from Stripling and Wood to go with Sears and to go with Blackburn and what this bullpen has done, wow.
Hey, is Benito Santiago ever going to make the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious.
Benito was a terrific player, though. All right, appreciate the phone call. The number is 833-625-2278. Mustang Mike, I guess, is on a subway. I love it. We're going to get to all your calls. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? This is a night to have. Let's have some fun. To split this series, Yankee Stadium. How do you think the Yankees feel? Right? Remember, they've gotten off to a better start. They're trying to rebound from last year, where last year was a major disappointment. The A's are coming in for four. You got to think they're licking their chops, and all of a sudden they split. Got to like it. 833-625-2278. A's with the win over the Bombers 3-1. Your phone call's next.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Hey, Oakland A's fans, step up to the plate with Xfinity Internet. Get the fastest speeds and low lag streaming for an incredible viewing experience that knocks it out of the park. And you'll have a consistent connection with reduced buffering and freezing, so you can stay in all the action inning after inning. When it's game time, make sure to catch it all with internet that's powerful and reliable. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once.
Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed. Many factors affect speed. For factors affecting speed, visit xfinity.com/networkmanagement.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Infield back, and the 1-1 delivery. Slider again hit high in the air to right. Butler has room. He's waving off all the fans, waiting for it. He'll squeeze it, and the A's are in a split in New York. Mason Miller, 6-for-6 in the save department. And the Athletics come away with a 3-1 win. Wood, Adams, Erceg, McFarland, and Miller scatter 11 hits. And the A's go to Baltimore after splitting the four-game set in the Bronx. Final score, Oakland 3 and New York 1.
Phenomenal. Dan in Oakland. Dan, welcome to the A's Clubhouse Show.
How about you?
Dan, I didn't hear any of that. Go ahead, say it again.
First time caller, long time listener, Oakland resident, fired up about this victory, fired up about this season, if I'm honest, because I'm looking at these guys. I'm looking at these young players. They're fun. JJ Leday, Law. You know, these guys are bringing some action. And I'll tell you what, if they can hang on, like you've been saying, and just be relevant in July when the weather gets hot, maybe we can have some nights when the Coliseum is rocking again. And I got an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. They love going to A's games. I mean, they're 13 minutes from the stadium. And I called up KMBR when the A's finally said they're going to move to Sacramento. I told them, hey, this is the last accessible place to get tickets. And they said, sorry to break it to you, but sports is big money. I said, no, but the Coliseum is you can get in when you fit in. And so I'm fired up. And the question I got for you, I got two questions. Is there any world in which if the A's are hanging around, they get forced to have to do something fun at the deadline? You know, maybe it's a Hail Mary pass, some aging veteran on a buyout or something, get a bat, Andujar gets back. And then my other question is for you is I've been looking at these River Cats games because my son is 8 years old. He's heartbroken, huge A's fan. We're looking about next year. The tickets are kind of like twice the cheapest ticket at the Coliseum. I'm like, what's up with that? Can they grandfather in some of the prices? So I'm just fired up. I'm glad you're still doing the show. What do you think about those two questions?
I think it's an interesting question. I'm glad that you asked it. I've never thought about that, but it's something that I've always said is that at times – you need to force the hand of the front office. And if you do that, this front office has always responded. Now, we got a long way to go, but why not have some fun with it? What if they got on a hot streak? What if they take 2 out of 3? Then they come back, and all right, it's Pittsburgh, it's Miami. You can make a run against both those teams. And now let's say they're hovering around 500. It's the last year in Oakland. Why not? Why not? Because you can actually, in today's baseball, go out and get reinforcements, and you really didn't have to give up much for it. I mean, they're not going to go out and take on a big, high-priced player, but you can go out and get some help if you felt you needed a bat. Somebody wants to unload some stuff. I mean, you can give an A-ball player. I mean, you can go out and get stuff, but if this team can get hot, and when I mean by hot, stay around 500, who knows? Who knows? Because they have said, hey, let's celebrate this last year in Oakland. And maybe if the team start doing well, and as you said, summertime is happening and it starts to get warmer and people, yeah, you know, it's time heals a lot of things. I don't know. I can't look in the townie crystal ball and tell you how things are going to work out. But Dan, I like the way you're thinking. What was your second question?
My second question was, so I've been looking at these River Cats tickets. And
yeah.
I like way more than the A's tickets for, like, you know, just the basic get in, you know, sit wherever. And I'm like, oh, is that what, are they going to, are they have, you know, because the A's games, they still have these $14, $17 treehouse tickets. You know, you wake up that morning, oh, the weather looks good, let's hit the ball game.
Yeah.
Are they not going to have that in Sacramento?
I have not heard anything about tickets. I have not been privy to anything about tickets. I have no idea. I honestly just could not answer that question. I don't know what the pricing's going to be. I don't know how it works. I can start snooping around and ask. No one's asked me that, and I haven't even thought about asking that. But let me give me to the next homestand. Once we're kind of around each other again at the ballpark, I'll start snooping around and see if there's any answers yet, if people have been really thinking about pricing and tickets, because as of right now, I have no clue.
That would be great. Can you ask? I got a neighbor, he still has the access pass. He got grandfathered in for this year. Like,
no,
it's a
legitimate, you know what? It's a legitimate question, because I had it today, because I don't think people are thinking about it. And, you know, you got to be a realist. And I threw it out there today. I talked about it on A's Cast Live. And since you're bringing it up and you're asking about it, I mean, we're 336 days away from the A's opening up next season. It's only 336 days. Not a lot of people are thinking about that. Hey, appreciate the phone call. And make sure you call again, and I'll have an answer for you. Yeah, folks, you may not be thinking about it, but as of today, in 336 days, this is just a real view. This is just being real. And it might upset some people, I understand, but it was brought up in the conversation, so I just look at the calendar today and I added it up. 336 days. Things change dramatically, and it's going to go fast. So that's why if you want to come to the Coliseum, you start thinking about, hey, the Pirates are coming to town or certain teams, get to the Coliseum. Because in a blink of an eye, remember, especially if a team starts getting more interesting, things really start to fly. Mustang Matt in Discovery Bay. Go ahead, Mustang.
What's up, Tony?
What's happening?
So, watching a pretty entertaining game and, you know, being able to watch entertaining games in April makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah.
So I thought this game, we finally got to see some grit out of the starting pitcher, and there was a bunch of opportunities for the wheels to completely fall off, and they didn't. Double plays absolutely saved our butts, and that was big. And then, you know, the two home runs we got, by the way, none of them went past 360 feet, which I'm just like, thank you. We'll take it.
Hey, you know what? How many cheapy Yankee home runs have been hit against us all these years? It's about time we repay them with some of our own cheapies.
Yeah, I'll take that all day long. I think Mark McGwire's one of his monumental home runs was like 362. So we got under the wire on that home run. So I'll take it. So and also, you know, no hits with runners in scoring position, couple of errors. You know, that ball that was ruled a hit. I think they just wanted to help that average a little bit in the ninth inning, because I'm like, there ain't no way I'm calling that a hit. And I don't care who it's for or against. I'm like, it was just kind of a lazy play. But I wanted to say that let's stick with the positives. We split the series in New York. Mason Miller, who I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I'm calling him Star Killer Miller for Star Killer Base. Because when he throws the ball, it is gas, and it's not just it seems like he's trying to focus on the outer edge of that box. Obviously, when you throw 103 miles an hour, you can get away with one down the middle, but there were two save opportunities against the meat of that lineup, and he said, "I don't care, you lose." doors blown off. Bye-bye, good night, done. So that was great. That was great to see. Obviously, it was a four-out save. And then, you know, we can't forget Ursay and the other guys that were able to kind of string it together and preserve a 3-1 lead, you know, in hostile territory, because, you know, it's good to split there. So I think for me, the main takeaway was we are on a razor's edge when it comes to our offense, and our pitching has to be stellar. And when you have shaky defense, I mean, I was looking at one of the stats. I guess we have a four-way tie for sixth place in home runs hit. And I think we're either third or fourth in the American League, which I think is kind of funny. But at the end of the day, there were home runs hit for the bottom of the lineup, and we were able to get a split. So we're able to go on to the next series. And you know what, when we come back, there's some winnable series. So, I still like my 72 guess, because, you know, if our offense wasn't 28th, 29th, and 30th in on base percentage, average, you know, strikeout totals, all that stuff, if we were even hitting close, I'd say if you raise it to 225, I mean, I think we could have a winning record. So,
all of us right now who have bets out there, mine, of course, is a food bet. All of us who have bets right now are looking good. And especially, I told all of you, 57.5, that's what the total is. I told you to pound that. 57.5, that seems like a no-brainer. So there's a long way to go, but, yeah, I like how these guys are playing. And you know, something we really haven't mentioned yet is this is something that's big for these young guys, right? To come in to Yankee Stadium, to have this experience, to take 2 out of 3, to walk out of there with some confidence, to get on the plane and go to Baltimore. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for you to play in New York for the first time, to see all the media, to see the hoopla, to see all of it. I mean, this is how you grow as a person. It's how you grow as an athlete. You start to grow. And some of these guys, it's their first time ever in their life in New York. So I just think about this series, and here we go, right? I mean, this team, I'm not going to get out ahead of myself and say, yeah, you know, this is a quest for the division. But, I mean, they're walking out of here with some respect. And last year, they didn't walk around anywhere with any respect. It's a different deal this year.
Yeah, I agree. And so this is a time where, you know, I know we're going to have growing. I thought in the very, very beginning of the season, our defense looked about as awful as any defense that I could remember in my fandom. But and then it got better, and we started winning, and we were winning series, and it looks like plays were being made and guys were stepping up and guys were hustling. And then we get back to the non-competitive swings at pitches that are a foot away from the strike zone. And then we start seeing sloppy play on defense. Our pitching has really kind of saved us. And you can really say that we have two bona fide starters out of all five of them. And I'm not trying to be mean to the newcomers, but when I looked at their numbers before the start of this game, that was really, really rough. So I think we work on defense. We try to pick the averages up so the stress isn't so high on the pitchers, and then we kind of just see where we go from there, because I don't think we can hit this bat all year. I just don't think that's possible. And I don't care if the baseball gods are listening.
You're just saying the law of averages, there's no way they could just be this bad for an entire year.
Nope.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's
and whoever and whoever we have in AA and AAA that are hitting 400 or 350 or whatever, come on up. What's the worst that can happen? Matt's kid that's what? He's got like one or two hits and like 50 some odd at bats. Come on, you can send him back down. It's okay.
I told Jacob Wilson during spring training, I'm like, you're just eyeing all these guys, saying you're sizing these guys up, and he laughed. He laughed. But if you go back and look at that interview, he didn't disagree. You don't think if you're Jacob Wilson, you're a hotshot first-round pick, you're coming out, you don't think he was – I mean, he was playing big league games. I did two games with Johnny D, and thank you, Mustang. I did two games with Johnny D, and, man, Jacob Wilson didn't look like he was a kid just out of college. Jacob Wilson looked like he was a guy ready to compete. And he's gone to Double A, and he's hitting 400. He is known as an ultra contact guy. He's everything your guys aren't. And according to what I have been told, the competition and just the ballparks and everything, AAA is not a good place. Like, you can really evaluate people still in Double A. We're seeing teams skip AAA and bring guys right from AA. We're seeing it. And at some point, that might be an idea. Like, if shortstop play continues, you're not getting offense, you're not getting defense, what are we doing? And this kid continues to hit and show bat-to-ball skills. People are admitting that, you know what? You know what's finally happening? Is baseball is at the highest level, because you know what? It was behind and still is, because our sport didn't want to adapt to technology and data. The old guard wanted to do it their way, to where you have had, I mean, you want to talk about high tech. You know, some of these colleges, they're connected to the college's hospital. Like, I remember we were talking about this with, I think it was Wake Forest. And it's actually done with a couple schools. But these universities, these massive universities, have hospitals. And they have departments where people are training to become orthopedic surgeons and trainers and all this kind of stuff, right? So they have done studies on with athletes at these hospitals on these campuses. And they've done this whole throwing programs and all. They've been doing all this high tech stuff at some of these schools with people who are studying to be physicians, with doctors who are already real doctors and people who are studying to be doctors. Are you telling me they're doing that in the minor leagues? What hospitals are working with minor leaguers on perfecting and keeping them healthy? That's zero. How much technology do you think that's been in minor league ballparks? Wait for it. Zero. These college campuses have been putting in technology, especially the bigger schools, have been putting in the cameras. They've had everything from the Rapsodos and all the technology. They've had it. Vanderbilt has had it. Guys will tell you that, and you have guys say this too in college football. It's like, man, I leave whatever place. These college football programs are so well-funded, and they're so developed that it's not like you're going to the NFL and you're getting better. Those days are yesteryear. So there's guys that will tell you that in college – they had more technology and more data in college than they came into minor league baseball. Where what? Look at all these small towns in the middle of nowhere where we have minor leaguers. You think they got a bunch of technology roaming around their clubhouses? No. So what we're finding out is that college baseball players, and Baltimore has taken so many of them, They're taking these kids who are being trained correctly in college, and they're not that far away anymore. It used to be like, well, you take Ken Griffey Jr., he's coming out of high school, he's ready to go. Alex Rodriguez was ready to go. Or you take like a top-level college guy, this guy's superior, he's ready to go. But we're finding out a lot of these guys, they're well-trained, and they've been playing highly competitive baseball, and they know how to use data, and they know. I mean, they're ready to be legit pros. I mean, how long are you gonna have Jacob Wilson down there? You got a bunch of guys hitting under 200 at the big league level. He's hitting 400, and you're like, well, that's the minor leagues. Well, the guys you got in the big leagues, it wasn't like they were hitting big time in the minor leagues. Things are changing. And if Jacob Wilson continues to ball and we're a couple more months in, I don't know. Other teams are just bypassing AAA with some of their players. I want to get to all of you. We got a lot to talk about. 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
1-0 pitch, that swung on a drive to right center. Well, going back is low, looks up, and it is gone! A 3-run homer for Blade, and it's 3-1 Athletics.
You're listening to A's Cast.
So here's Ohapi, a right-handed hitter. Ohapi, it's a line drive.
And a leaping catch by Nick Allen going to his left at the rim of the outfield grass. Sensational play by Allen. Perfectly timed. He got up the ladder as high as he could possibly go.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Let's go to... All right, do we have... Road trip, are you fine? Road trip, are you okay?
I am out of the subway, and I'm on 50th and 7th Street.
Okay, when I heard you got disconnected and something about getting thrown off the subway, I started to get worried. I was going to call NYPD Blue.
Well, I will tell you this, Townie. When you're in an A's jersey and an A's jacket and the Yankees have lost, it's outside the subway is not a place to stand around and be on the phone with Yankee fans. They get a little terse.
I would agree.
So I decided I better get on that train and get on down the road and maybe call from a safer establishment. So that is what I did. The train got me there, got on the D. Hey, anybody going to New York, Yankee Stadium, the D, the B stops everywhere. The D takes you all the way through, and the 4 will get you there somehow. But I regress. Let's go back to New York City. First thing, yesterday I apologized. I was going to call, but I went to the memorial, the 9/11 memorial, and I'm telling you, you get a chance, go there, experience it. Take it all in. but it's a long day and a lot of walking, but take it all in. It's a must stop.
Let me echo that. I took my kids there last time we were in New York City, because obviously my kids were born well after September 11th. So, you know, to them, they know a little bit about it. But, yeah, September 11th for us that lived through it, I agree. If you go to New York City, it is you must go to it.
And the reason I felt bad I didn't call yesterday, John, is because I was going to start a thing and say, hey, where were you on September 11th when it happened? I know exactly where I was. I was running a machine for the post office, and I'm telling you, it changed my life in many ways. And it was a very emotional thing. You see all the people that were lost. You see the people that have been lost since then with all the dust and everything that went, and the heroes. But it really a must go.
Yeah.
And now I'll go on to my A's. I saw one of the best things I've seen in baseball in my life tonight. I was sitting there watching the game. This man had his daughter and his son. And when they brought in Mason, he goes, you guys have to watch this. And told his kids and showed them and talked them and told them he's throwing 101 in 40-degree weather. He going to throw 106 when it's 95 degrees. But the way that father sat there and talked to his kids about Mason was incredible. And I'm like, that makes baseball worthwhile. It does.
That's what the game's all about, right? Passing it on from generation to generation. I mean, that's special. I love it. And it's a father who's recognizing, hey, listen, what you're seeing is greatness. Like whenever you get a chance to show your kids something like, hey, this is Tiger Woods. You want to see this. This is greatness. Like there's certain people that are doing things that are not the norm, and you want your kids to experience, even though your kids probably won't remember it anyway, you at least want to think you're showing them something.
And that's exactly right. It was a great thing to see. And they were dressed in head to toe with New York gear.
Oh,
and
God.
And I felt bad for the kids because they were dressed like that.
I just can't be friends with a Yankee fan. I just can't be friends with them. I'm sorry. I know I should be better than that, but I'm not.
Well, Kenny, I can't. I'm like that with a couple other teams. But Yankees, they're so busy being mad at their own team most of the time, they don't take into consideration the team they're playing. And it's the funniest thing if you ever watch them at a game. They can be hilarious.
That is funny. They're so busy hating their own team, they don't have time for you.
Exactly. It is. It's the funniest darn thing. They're too busy hating, you know, to say, I ain't got that. But when he took the time to show his kids that was awesome.
Yeah,
and
cool.
By chance, we took the tour of the stadium, Jack Lima, myself and Billy, and got to see the monuments and all that. And then we went out to batting practice, and Lawrence Butler threw a baseball to me. And, you know, he's just such a class. He must have thrown 10 balls to kids. You know, just him and Tyler were throwing balls to kids out there in the outfield. It was a great thing to see. You know, every time I see this team on the road, they just do everything to make me like them more and more every day. And it's a great thing. I'm having a great time on this road trip, and I'm telling you, in tomorrow morning, we're heading for Baltimore.
Awesome. Great stuff, road trip. I'll be in touch.
Most definitely, Townie. We'll talk about the Notre Dame stuff later on.
Be safe.
I certainly will. Take care, son.
That is hilarious. I never thought about that. But I've sat in the stands at old Yankee Stadium, and it kind of is true. They are so obsessed with their team that what you do, like, they just have expectations for their team to win every single game. And even if you're doing something good, it doesn't really bother them that you're doing good. It pisses them off that, their guys are failing. I never thought of it that way. I'm going to have to bring that up tomorrow on Ace Cast Live. It is pretty funny. They're so consumed with themselves that the other team is kind of irrelevant. It's they're the Yankees. If they're winning, good. If they're not winning, they're a bunch of bums. Like, it really doesn't matter who the other team is. I guess you probably wouldn't say that if it's the Red Sox. Maybe now the Rays or the Blue Jays in division. But, like, let's just say, like, the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Oakland A's or something are in Yankee Stadium and you're losing. This new Yankee fan has seen nothing but winning, is now just pissed at their team for not winning. That is funny. Greg and Slow, Greg, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, what's cracking, brother?
I thought that was pretty funny what Road Trip just brought up.
Good to hear from Road Trip, man. Living the dream. I love that guy. I know he wants to meet up in Lake Tahoe at Hell's Kitchen. Win or lose the bet, I'd be honored to meet up with him. He's an awesome guy. And you're right. That's a great line. Too busy pissed off at their own team.
You're irrelevant. Like, you don't matter. I'm mad at my guy. Hey, by the way, you are playing a significant role in this dinner with Road Trip and I because you're paying for it.
Well, it's funny how when the bet went down, Road Trip hopped into the phone call right after mine, and he was all on it, man. You tell Greg and Slow, Hell's Kitchen, Lake Tahoe, golf. When Road Trip's talking about a road trip, you know he's not BSing. He's Road Trip Mike.
Oh, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there with bells on. And then there's all kinds of connections, and there's all kinds of, you know, is he flying? Is he driving? He's an amazing guy, man. That's,
well, the best part is he'll be there 3 days before you.
Oh, he'll roll off the red carpet for you.
Oh, yeah. He'll have it all. He will have it all dialed before we even get there.
I'd pay to see a Road Trip Mike itinerary. Can you imagine?
I mean, he should become a travel agent is what he should become.
Well, I remember one time last year he was talking about riding a sailboat in Maine. You know, he's like, I mean, the one line, the cut you guys play about the Dodger dog. I mean, his itinerary is second to none.
There's no doubt about it.
Get out of town, man. Get out of town and off to Baltimore. Good little plane flight. You get a split. You know, a game like this, Tony, if we're going to be completely honest, the way Alex Wood pitched, we were pretty lucky. But that's a good thing because you go over the last 2 years, the A's don't win lucky. They don't win ugly. You know, Alex Wood was in trouble, and the Yankee announcers were talking about it. How did he get out of trouble? I think they set a number where the Yankees left 14 guys on base, and it's the most they've left on base in, like, 2 years or so. There was some kind of a number that they put up, and they were just flabbergasted that, you know, Wood just kept wiggling out of jams. So usually, you know, at least in the last couple of years, the A's don't win that kind of a game.
Nope.
So the fact that they were able to win that game, you know, that says something in itself.
That's 100% correct. If this was last year or the year before, they get hammered in this game.
Getting out of jams, you know, as much as the defense struggles, again, kind of the verdict's out on if we're going to be a good defensive team, we do get double plays. You know, guys can roll it up. And, you know, you got to give some of that credit to the pitching, getting ground balls. But you're getting out of jams. I mean, I don't know what the future is going to hold for Alex Wood in this rotation because, like you said, he's got to be better. I mean, he can't keep rolling out there with, you know, 3, 4, 5 innings and – you know, he's going to have to string some good starts together. You know, obviously with Stripling going next, that's a big start for him against a pretty tough Baltimore lineup. But, you know, there's a lot of questions with the rotation. And one of the things I kind of question is how Kotze's kind of finagled, I guess you'd say, the rotation. I don't like Wood and Stripling at the top of that rotation. I'd rather see Sears and Blackburn at the top of the rotation. I don't know if that can be switched. I know there are creatures of habit. The rotation's kind of set the way it is. But, you know, I would like to see that flip-flopped. You know, Steers, Blackburn, 1-2, you know, whatever one you want to go with. I'd rather go that route. I don't know if Kotze is going to do that, but that's what I would like to see.
Well, at this point, you're off and running. The race has started, right? And at some point, guys will go down, guys will get hurt, you'll have certain days off, but away we go. I don't think at this point we're really – I mean, the A's are 10-16 going to Baltimore. Am I really – who's one, who's two, who's – I don't – I mean, Greg, for God's sakes, the average team's going to use 12 or 13 starting pitchers, so to worry about – who's one and who's two at this point? You know, we've already started the race.
I think coming into the season after spring training, I think we were all kind of scratching our heads about the order. But to your point, you know,
yes,
we're off and running, and so it's the way it is. We're off and running, and you know, like I said, these guys are creatures of habit, and you know, I guess you just got to stick with it. But you want to see your top two guys, you know, start out your rotation, but. You know, maybe Wood, Stripling can put something together. I just wonder, because last year, if you look at the Giants rotation, which wasn't good, that Giants club wasn't good last year, and Wood and Stripling both struggled. As Stripling was hurt, but, you know, both those guys were pretty much bullpen guys, and now they're 1-2 in our rotation. So I just like what Sears and Blackburn have done. You know, if we can get anything, I mean, just anything, you know, more innings from Wood and you know, anything from Stripling. I think Stripling's 0-5. I mean, going into tomorrow, it's a big start. You know, that's a big start for Stripling. So, I mean, what can you say that has to be said about Mason Miller? I say it every time. It's hope, man. And I said that last year. There's one guy with this franchise that's just different than everybody else. That's gone viral. That has the head turning. As Road Trip said, you got to get around the TV and watch this guy because he's just different. He's elite. He gives you hope. And it's Mason Miller. And I don't know if he's ever going to be a starter. He probably won't be. But like my dad said, if he can lock down this closer position the way he has to start out the season, he's going to make a lot of money because he's making the best hitters in Major League Baseball look foolish. I mean, he owned Juan Soto twice in this series. Aaron Judge, I mean, that run he had on that 9900 that just ran in on Judge, Judge had no chance. And Aaron Judge was the MVP the year before last. I mean, he is – special, elite, one word, hope. I mean, he gives this franchise hope because he's different than everybody else.
And when I think about starting, until we go back to starting pitchers, taking the ball and giving you 7-plus innings and winning games, and I mean, it's I talked about it today with the commander. If you can be like Oral Hershiser was in 1988 and you can affect the game as much as he did in 88 or Schilling and Johnson in 2001 or Madison Bumgarner against the Kansas City Royals, when you're a starter and you're going to take – I mean, a lot of people don't realize Oral Hershiser in a seven-game series in 1988 against the Mets pitched four times and three starts in seven games. And then Oral was the World Series MVP. When you can affect a series that much as a starter, yeah. But now the way we use bullpens, bullpen guys are becoming so important. If Mason Miller's a guy that can go multiple innings and maybe get to a point where it's multiple days, yeah, here we go. He's way more important that way.
And I know that's something you brought up. You got to weigh out, you know, where are you going to get the most value out of him? And that's, you know, a four-out save. I mean, that's a freakish thing in today's game, Towny. A four-out save? How many guys are doing that? I mean, I wouldn't think not that many.
Well, think about this. Think about, like, Raleigh Fingers. Raleigh Fingers was originally a starter, and as he said, wasn't a very good starter. But look where Raleigh became such a threat. Like, when you got him in the postseason – Raleigh can come out of the pen every day and get you 2-3 innings. I mean, that's the incredible value in that is unbelievable. Greg, thank you for the phone call. I mean, to me, Mason Miller, I mean, he's going to be asked about the starting thing, but we already know he can't stay healthy as a starter. And if the more games I can get him into, the more games that he can factor in the win, far more valuable than going, well, should we pitch him every 6 days? I mean, when you start protecting these starters, it's like, okay, you're protecting him for what? What are you protecting him for? Oh, for when you get to the postseason. Well, the fact that you don't build up their endurance, once the postseason hits, they can't be that guy that, like, you're going to unleash this crazy pitcher. Right? Like, how many years? Oh, they got to save DeGrom. They got to save DeGrom. They got to save DeGrom. And then they get to the postseason. DeGrom goes, like, 5 1/3. Well, you've been saving him all this time. Why isn't he going 9? Well, because he can't. Because he's not used to doing it. I used to set rail on it all the time. What are we saving Sonny Gray for? Everybody kept saying, we got to save Sonny Gray. Oh, we got to save Sonny Gray. For what? For who? Well, we've now saved, you know, we did a great job, ladies and gentlemen. We did a great job saving Sonny Gray for the Yankees, the Reds, the Twins, and now the Cardinals. Doesn't that make y'all feel better? Doesn't everybody feel better that we saved Sonny Gray for everybody else? Hey, man, when you got the guy, use him while you got him. I mean, that's what you're paying him for, right? Already A's with the win, 3-1. Coming up, Johnny D with Alex Wood right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All righty, Alex Wood, 5 2/3, 8 hits, but only gave up 1 run. Struck out 5, walked 2. Here he is with Johnny D at Yankee Stadium.
Back on the A's Clubhouse Show, Alex Wood with us. Man, how sweet it is. And, of course, the double play ball on Rizzo in the first inning, at the double play ball on Trevino in the fourth. Made the big pitches when you needed. How'd you feel tonight?
Yeah, I needed it. I felt great, man. You know, I thought I figured something out in the pregame, playing catch in the pen. Felt like myself, pumped the zone. Felt like I was throwing all three pitches for the most part when I needed it, and just really good overall.
You know, with you and Stripling being the veterans of the staff, a lot of young players, you know, young pitchers, watching you guys, seeing how you work. Has that been rewarding for you this year?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've thrown the ball great. You know, it's really been me needing to pick up the slack, so it was nice to have a good one. Even the series here in New York, 4 games is tough place to come play, and so felt great tonight. Just something to build off of, and just a great win overall for our guys tonight.
You know, you're such a you've been pitching for so long, and you look at this, your first time starting against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And what was it like at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, sick. You know, they got a great mound. All the guys always talk about, and they do such a great job taking care of the guys in the clubhouse too. So special place to play. You know, my sister and brother-in-law live here, so I had a bunch of people here at the game tonight. Just really cool experience overall. It's crazy it's been this long.
what was working for you tonight?
I really had my changeup going. That's really when you have ups and downs throughout the year, throughout your career, whatever it may be, and you know, I've always been able to kind of go to my changeup, and you know, it's hasn't been a good pitch for me to start the year, and I really felt like I figured something out in my throw pregame, and my changeup was really good tonight, and so hopefully something to build off of, and hopefully it's here to stay.
You guys come out and get a split here at Yankee Stadium. Great feeling.
Yeah, great feeling. You know, after that Cleveland series, you know, in the midst of a really tough road trip, and so nice to have some momentum going into another tough series in Baltimore this weekend before we head back home.
All right, Woody, thanks for the chat.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Alex Wood, our guest. Tony, let's send things back to you.
Let's take a look at the out of town scoreboard, brought to you by Chichansey Gold Resort and Casino. Join the ultimate party at Chichansey, where the excitement never stops. All right, Dodgers take down the Nationals 2-1. In their series final. How about the Rockies scored 6 in the bottom of the 8th, come back and win 10-9. Coors Field. Mariners 4, Texas 3. So Mariners are 13-12. Rangers are 13-13. I mean, this division's not been great. A's are really, they're only 3.5 games back. Kind of crazy. Cubs 3, Astros 1. Astros lose again. It's so great. Royals 2, Blue Jays 1. White Sox lose again. Twins beat them 6-3. White Sox are 3-22. Phillies shut out the Reds 5-0. Guardians over the Red Sox 6-4. Brewers beat the Pirates 7-5. Be following the Pirates, because this weekend, after this weekend, they'll be coming to Oakland, so you want to see what the competition's looking like. But tomorrow, big day. Cole Irvin's going to join us. We'll have the Mark Kotze show. He's got to be happy after the 3-1 victory and the split today. So A's Cast Live at 1 o'clock. We'll have A's Total Access from Baltimore at 3:25. And then first pitch will be at 4:05. A's Cast Live at 1. A's Total Access at 3:25. First pitch at 4:05. What a series, a split for the Athletics, and the four-game set, a 3-1 victory today, outstanding. The world is on notice. Mason Miller is incredible. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and we will see you tomorrow, A's Cast Live at 1 o'clock.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Swung on a fly ball, the left field's got a chance, going back, Grossman at the wall, and it is gone! Shea Langeliers has tied it up at 3. A two-run shot is 7th of the year.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
And the pitch to Jonah Heim is swung on and missed. 11 Ks in 6 innings for J.P. Sears.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.